So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
We've turned to Mark Gannis, the sports marketing expert, many times on this topic, and here we go again. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. Does a new mayor make a difference in this process?
Right off the bat, it already has. The new mayor and the new CEO, president, CEO of the Bears, had what, by all accounts, a very cordial, very positive discussion. And that was something we couldn't say with the prior mayor, who seemed to relish in let's call them sandpaper type relationships. She seemed to like being very coarse with everyone. We'll see what happens with this mayor. He's only been in a short time. Kevin Warren, the new CEO of the Bears, has only been in a short time. So we'll see what it leads to. But I think at a minimum, even if the Bears go to Arlington Heights or Naperville or elsewhere, they will still play in Soldier Field for a number of years. And based on what I have seen already, there will be a more positive relationship between the city, the park district, the mayor, and the Bears in the years they're playing there. And who knows, might lead to something bigger and better.
Bears have already purchased that property in Arlington Heights. They're tearing down the old horse race track. It's not too late?
No, the land is worth a lot of money. The Bears paid a lot of money, but it's still worth a lot of money. It's not like that $200 million is thrown down the drain. It would be worth a lot of money to developers. It could be worth a lot of money in being subdivided if they went in that direction. But that's still the best site for the Bears Stadium. Make no mistake about it. That is where the Bears should go for their future, for their fans, in a privately financed new stadium there. What's happened, John, is, and this happens sometimes, political leadership overplayed their hand. And so you've got the taxing bodies, figured, oh, the Bears have to be here so we can take advantage of it. And you can to a degree. The reality is you can do it to a degree, but not to the level they already did. You know, you had Churchill Downs paying a couple of $1 million a year in property taxes for an operating racetrack. Now that nothing's going on the property, they want to charge five times that amount. Imagine how much they're going to want to charge when you have a $2 or $3 billion stadium on that site that can't be moved. So this is when they just overplayed their hand. And by doing so, they've opened up other locations, including the city, to come forward with other options.
So what would the Bears need to stay in Soldier Field? What would the concession they try and extract from the city?
Soldier Field's a non-starter. People just have to remove the idea that the Bears on a long-term basis can play in Soldier Field. That's just, it doesn't matter what you do to it, put a dome on it. It's just, that's not the solution. What is a potential solution is if there was a good site within the city or a different location where the Bears could build a new stadium, could have some ancillary development rights to help offset some of the cost, and to work out an arrangement similar to the White Sox, where the team pays no property taxes.
Okay. Well, wouldn't that be nice? Well, I mean, come on,
hey,
really?
John, the Bears don't pay any property tax at Soldier Field.
But they also don't own the parking revenue. They also don't get a lot of things.
They also didn't have to pay $2 to $3 billion to build the stadium.
Where would you put them then? I mean, so what land
no
are
idea.
You talking
I'm
about?
I'm not. John, I'm not competent on siting. There may be sites, there may be no sites. That is not, that wasn't, that's for people who understand the city and the land and the traffic patterns
sure.
far better than I do.
Fair enough. And I mean, that's a fair enough answer. But to be clear, this is your business. You just don't
yes.
see a viable path to Soldier Field. If Brandon Johnson is going to find a way to keep the Bears in Chicago, it's going to have to be somewhere besides the lakefront.
It's going to be a new stadium. It's going to need to be a new stadium.
Okay, so
we're not going to
You can't bulldoze Soldier Field. What are you going to do? Tear down McCormick Place, or you're going to have to go inland, right?
Right. I'm not, like I said, I don't know about the sites, but a new stadium for the future of the Bears in the third largest market in the country. Yes, a new stadium is what's needed.
Well,
wherever that might be.
It wouldn't be unprecedented. I mean, new stadiums pop. What's the shelf life for a typical professional sports stadium these days? How long do those things generally last?
30 years, and if they get a major renovation, maybe, some years longer than that. But generally, you're looking at 30 years for the useful life of a building.
That is crazy. I mean, think about that. I'm living in a 100-year-old house. How old is Wrigley Field or where the Yankees play? I mean, it's the cities and teams spend billions of dollars on something that is going to last about 25 or 40 years. That's crazy.
Let's call it 40 years with capital improvements and renovations as time goes on. That sounds about right. Now we're getting to a cycle in stadiums that were built 25 and 30 years ago, early in the century. And I think we're going to see more of those get, $500 million to $1 billion remodels so that they can then continue for another, number of decades thereafter. Mm-hmm. So I think I expect that's where we're going to be going with those stadiums that were built around the turn of the century. So we won't have all new stadiums. But look around the NFL, new stadiums in Los Angeles, new stadiums in Arizona, new stadiums in going up in Nashville, in Buffalo, Minneapolis, Atlanta. That's the nature of these things.
Okay.
These buildings become economically obsolete.
How much should the taxpayers of Chicago or the state of Illinois, remember the state of Illinois doesn't want to help out Arlington Heights in any way, how much should the taxpayers expect to help the Bears stay in the city?
Have no idea. that would be it could be zero, and it could be something related to a percentage of revenue that is new revenue that's created. So, John, you laughed a moment ago about not paying any property taxes. Do you have any notion of how many NFL teams actually pay property taxes?
No.
It's maybe all five fingers on a hand, if that many. And even in those cases, there's a fixed amount. It's a negotiated amount. It's not, you put a $2 billion stadium in. And that's the sport. That's sports facilities all around the country. There's a reason for that, though, John. Think about all the ticket taxes that are generated by the operation of that building.
Okay, you're answering my next question. So does it work out, though? Is the math favor the cities or states that forgive the property taxes because they get so much other revenue?
That is what the economic analysis should generate. Now, in some cases, it doesn't generate all of it, but that's now you're asking the right question. Where else is are economics generated for a community? Ticket taxes, sales taxes, lease taxes. Okay, what about other events that come in? Are people using hotel rooms? Are they using restaurants? Mm-hmm. If you get a Super Bowl, Final Four. Now you're asking the right questions that the mayor should be asking his staff to come up with.
One last question for you. Is Naperville a player?
Yeah, Naperville's a player in large measure, I think, because they're in a different county. Remember, the assessor is a Cook County assessor that kind of pulled this stuff over in Arlington Heights. If you go to DuPage County, you're dealing with an entirely different taxing organization.
So maybe the deal is conceivably attractive enough that the Bears, you think that's a serious conversation?
Yes. I think they need to have options that are outside of Cook County, because otherwise it could be punitive by people like the assessor.
Mark Gannis, always a intriguing conversation, the sports marketing expert here in the city. Mark, I love it. Let's talk again. I appreciate your help today.
I enjoy them also. Thanks. Take care.